We love to do this where we get to try to figure out the script for the game on Sunday. This is kind of your thing, so I'll let you lean into it. Then I'll give you my script as well.
Yeah, I want to hear everybody's script for the game as well. You guys can weigh in on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line at 913-586-something. And feel free to do that as well. Do we have a little music and open or something for this? Because it's hard to give a script without a movie. Like, what am I looking for? Like an orchestra, right?
Here's
what's going to happen. Here's what's in the script this weekend. Other than Pittsburgh and Denver, the Chiefs game is the only CBS late game. Have you seen the coverage map this week? The entire country is red except for two stripes of blue in Denver and in Pittsburgh. That's it. The entire country is getting this game.
So who's on the call, Bob?
It is Tony Romo and Jim Nance. Look out! So they're on the call this weekend. It's a national audience game. So they're going to want to keep this thing close early. That's how the NFL works. They don't want you tuning away. And Morley Safer wants you watching 60 minutes when it's all said and done. So get ready for that. Here's what's going to happen. The first Bengals drive will be very good and will end with a touchdown. Chiefs will play angry and they'll get Worthy involved early and they'll get him involved often. You can kind of see that taking shape right now. Cam Taylor-Britt talking smack that Worthy only runs fast straight ahead. He doesn't do much else. You can start to sense what's going to be on display on Sunday afternoon. Xavier Worthy early and often. Cincinnati will be within a score at halftime, but the Chiefs, as they always do, will receive the kickoff, and their first drive at the end of halftime will end in a touchdown. Chris Jones will get a late, and that will open a two-possession lead for the Chiefs at that point in time. Chris Jones will get a late-game sack. Trent McDuffie gets his first interception of the season because he will be basically shutting down Ja'Marr Chase all game long. Frustration will set in. A ball will be underthrown with the limp wrist of Joe Burrow to Ja'Marr Chase, and Trent McDuffie will pick it off and seal the game. The Chiefs will go on to win this thing 31-17.
So maybe I've been around you too long, which is not a bad thing. I hope I'm around you for another 14 years. I think when you look at the script, it's very similar to yours, as is mine. I think the Chiefs sacked Joe Burrow five times. I said from the beginning of this week, and I'll explain to every nugget. I said from the beginning of this week, my two players that I'm watching are Karlaftis and Chris Jones. Another guy that's going to be great this week is Isaiah Pacheco. I think he runs for 90-plus.
Okay.
I don't think Joe Burrow finishes this game.
Oh, I like that.
I think five sacks.
They bench him early, huh?
No, I think five sacks and a little bit of pressure on him and that wrist not being fully healthy. And Joe Burrow in a big game against Kansas City Chiefs used to be big. I don't think he finishes this game. I think Chase gets a big penalty late in the game, whether it's a taunting penalty, whether it is a flagrant foul, like they call in basketball, where it's, you know, a personal foul against Ja'Marr Chase, whether it's shoving, whether it's, you know, some sort of frustration of a penalty that's going to happen. And I do think there's going to be a play. We haven't seen it yet. We've only seen 1 week of it where Xavier Worthy breaks out the top of the defense, catches one, whether it's against Britt or not. And I think the Chiefs will win 31-10. And what that script equals is that Cincinnati is no longer a threat in the AFC, let alone to the Chiefs. And it's over for the spaghetti chili Bengals.
Yeah, I think this is the weekend where we finally see it all come crashing down for Cincinnati. And it is imperative and important and really, really, really strongly suggested by me that the Chiefs do go out there and finish off the Bengals, because you don't want to give this team a little bit of life. You don't want to give this team the opportunity to think that they're still good, because they're not. They're a done team. And I know there's going to be a narrative of the national media wanting to push Cincinnati because people like Joe Burrow and they've been around for the last couple of years and it's familiar and it's comfortable and it's nice. But teams in the NFL have a shelf life, and I think we're seeing the Bengals' shelf life expire right before our eyes. I think we're seeing Miami's shelf life expire right before our eyes. And I think we're seeing two teams that were in the playoffs a year ago not make the playoffs this year, in Cincinnati and in Miami. And I know Cincinnati was not a playoff team last year, but they've been a perennial playoff team for the last 3 or 4 years with Joe Burrow around. So I see two teams that we've counted on, and I say always in this, you know, current era of the NFL, we know everything's immediate now in life. Miami and Cincinnati, I think after week two, we'll be looking at both of those teams going, okay, I think they're done. Who are going to be the teams that replace them? Is it going to be Pittsburgh? Is it going to be Houston? Is it going to be Indianapolis? Who are those teams that are going to replace Cincinnati and Miami in that 17 playoff field?
Nathan, you got anything you want to add to a script or anything that we said that maybe you don't agree upon or maybe you want to add to it?
I think maybe just the final scores that we don't agree upon, and I think we get there this week. Cincinnati does have a little bit of success early, similar to Bob.
Of course,
but I
yeah.
think we see a steady dose of both running backs from Kansas City's offense throughout the day. I think they pull ahead, and I think this is one of those vintage Mahomes to Kelce on third down breaks the back of the opponent day. Late in the game, Dusty, I agree with you
so
here.
So you think it's going to be close?
I don't.
Okay.
Well, sort of. I think we see maybe a garbage time score to bring it back close.
Gotcha.
And I think I agree with Dusty on the fact of I think there's some chippiness late in the game. I think Cincinnati's looking at this going, we're going to go 3 years without beating this team after talking all this smack.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs players are going to say, as much as they won't tell you this, these first 2 weeks were huge in terms of AFC tiebreakers. We're about to advance to 2-0, and you see a little bit of chirping, a little bit of talking.
Let me jump in real fast. You mentioned that, and the immediate thought I had is a cheap shot on Mahomes on the sidelines, like we saw in the AFC Championship game. Like, if that happens this week, there may be an all-out brawl at Arrowhead. Talking about people will come out of the crowd and beat the crap out of the Bengals.
Oh, God.
Like Peyton Hendershot?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, right,
late
yeah.
in the game?
Yeah.
I think a garbage time score makes it look closer than it was, and I've got 26-20
Kansas City. All right.